You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 234, Your Divine Archetypes, Part 1. Thank you for tuning in. Today we have a message from Spirit about the need for you to reconnect to your divine archetypes. This is going to be pivotal to your transformation process. We are going to break this up into two episodes. In this part, I'm going to explain the importance of your divine archetypes and why you need to reconnect to them. In part two, we are going to do a guided meditation that will assist you in reconnecting to the divine aspects of your higher self. The meditation will take you into the alpha state of consciousness, and it will be very powerful. So I will need you to be in a place where you can completely relax and give your full attention to the recording. That will be in part two. Spirit says that it is time for us to become the supernatural beings that we are once again, to embody our divine self, our supernatural powers, and to bring them forth to assist humanity in this great transformation process. So now let's look at the term archetype. We hear this word, but what does it really mean? I'm going to give you a brief explanation, and it will make it very clear what this word means. I think many people use the word without understanding it themselves. So let's discuss this. To begin with, I'm going to give you an example of the definition of an archetype. The archetype of faith is Abraham. This is one of the definitions that I thought was a great example because we can all understand this. Now that we see that Abraham is the embodiment of the principles of faith, then when we read the stories of Abraham, we can see that his life was about exercising faith. This is extremely important, and I want you to keep this in mind because we're going to come back to this in a future episode. Now, to recap, the archetype of faith is Abraham. So now let's look at another example. The archetype of deception is Judas, the man who betrayed Jesus. He embodied the principles of deception. So in order for you to understand an archetype, you must understand the principles and ideas that make it up. So now you must ask yourself, what are you the embodiment of? What principles or truths do you embody? Spirit says that most people will find themselves embodying attributes that are of a lower nature. But if you are listening to this podcast, chances are you should be one who is working on yourself. You should be actively involved in self-improvement. This will make you a more conscious being that will make you a better person. I think we all can agree that in our world, there are way more Judases than Abrahams walking around. So you see the need for us to raise our vibrations to embody higher principles. This is why it's time for those of you who have been working on yourself to now reconnect to more of your divine aspects, your divine archetypes, through the meditation that Spirit has given us. You are the ones that the legends are written about. You are the angelic ones. Every superhero movie that you've watched was based on the truth of who you really are. But the memory of that truth has been suppressed. So now it's time to begin to reclaim your power and to reconnect to your divine archetypal energy. You are powerful. You are supernatural. You have only forgotten. Now is the time to start to remember. And of course, this means work. You have to do the work. You have to work at holding higher vibrations within your body, mind, and spirit, because this is the only way that you can embody higher principles. This is everything that Spirit has been teaching us, how to raise our vibrations and how to detox our lives. In part two, you will be given a great gift from Spirit. It is going to be incredible. Get ready for your life to transform. It's time to rise and shine. Many blessings for a beautiful transformation. Until our next show, be loved, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.